Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Hello and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Where it's taking a little bit of time, but now, hey, we got a game. Again, it doesn't matter how good a game is as long as it's close. We say this for every weekday NFL game when it's Jags-Titans on a Thursday night. Doesn't matter. Is it a good game? No, it's a terrible game, but it was close. And that's what we have right now. North Carolina is on a huge 20-6 run right now. They have now cut the gap. North Carolina leads by a point, 48-47, as we near the midway point of the second half. Braun and McCormick have caught fire for Kansas, and now a 15-point halftime deficit is now won. And let's just say that this would be some kind of gack fest by Carolina if they blew this one, a 15-point lead at halftime. Woo, man, that'd be something.
Unbelievable. As Steve alluded to in his update to start the hour, this would be a record-breaking performance by Kansas, down as many as 16. The record 15-point deficit overcome by Loyola all the way back in 1963. First 8 minutes of the second half, the Tar Heels were 3 of 15 from the field. Again, the idea that we spoke of at the end of last hour, Jason, you've got a very short rotation for North Carolina. I'd be attacking the hell out of the rim every time. If you're settling for jump shot, you better have 10 feet between you and your nearest defender. You better be wide open, because otherwise I'm pressing as much as I can to force the issue and get the bigs in foul trouble and make Bacot work on that ankle.
Well, right now, how many writers are getting there playing a short rotation? It was inevitable they would get tired storyline ready to go,
right?
It's inevitable. Hey. You're going to get tired.
Well, but that's just it. After the game you had over the weekend, right, and many heavy minutes, what they have, like 2 minutes of bench activity? I mean, it is – they are all 21, 22, 19 years old. I mean – look, me responding 48 hours later? Flip a coin as to whether I'm going to be able to go and give you a couple of miles. But these guys, I got to imagine, as the great Clubber Lang once said, I got a lot of mo. So we'll see how they finish here. But certainly a second half for North Carolina fans. My buddy Bucky Brooks that I do the Sunday show with, I didn't even text him. Like, I can't do it when they were up, because – you always get a run in college basketball, and it's a question of whether you're going to be able to stem the tide. And right now, that ship's taken on a lot of water. How about that?
Well, and that's the thing is that, look, to be quite honest, that is part of the storyline. Look, you come off this big weekend, you beat Duke, and now you have to turn it around 48 hours later, and you play great in the first half. And eventually, you're gonna start looking back going, oh, we don't have a lot of gas left. And the thing is Kansas is getting to the rack every time they get the ball. These are not, hey, they've taken a lot of threes to come back in this game. This is everything is a layup. They're getting to the – everything is off the glass. So it's not like, boy, suddenly they're taking shots from outside the arc and doing it. This is – we are getting to the hoop with regularity on offense. And that's the big thing that shows you about effort and tired and spacing and teams playing defense, because that's kind of how Kansas has come back in this game. It's not been we're shooting the lights out. It's been we're getting to the hoop and we're just converting our easy shots now. I mean, it's been that kind of run for them.
Be methodical. Use the clock. You are in no – distress, right? The way college buckets work, you got plenty of possessions in you. So, plan the work the plan. Cliche it may be, but the worst thing you could do is try to get into a frenetic pace looking at the scoreboard, right? Each possession, just work it. Work the ball around. And once again, as we're talking, another drive to the rack for an and one.
I mean, it's not one of those comebacks that you'd expect where we just have to let it go and see if we get hot. No, now it's okay. We are getting to the hoop. We're getting by our defenders, and this is part of it. Does North Carolina, will they have enough left here? I mean, we could see one of those games that goes right now. It looks like North Carolina could go from up 15 to, they could be down 15 if the game keeps going at this pace. Can North Carolina keep them at bay? I don't know, man. This is Kansas getting to the hoop with ease and regularity. And that's a different kind of comeback. They were down 15 and they've made two threes. I mean, that should tell you all you need to know about this comeback. They're down 15. They've made two threes in the game. That's why Kansas is here right now.
Now, the latest foul that, for the and one, I mean, that was about as soft a foul. That's a guy that's been frustrated on the playground with you all day. And then he calls his own. It's like, really? You're going to call that? That's what the referee just did. And now we're tied at 50.
I mean, really, these buckets by Kansas are just—it's a quick move, a quick ISO, and they're at the rack. I mean, it really, you're seeing it's a pretty simple offense. It's, you know what, we can beat them one-on-one now. Whether they're exhausted, whether they're tired, we can beat them one-on-one, and that's what's happening to us. And you're seeing it all the time. It's pretty simple. It's not even Remy Martin having a big night. It's just, let's just find it, let's isolate, let's move, and then we have a guy getting to the hoop for a layup. I mean, every time they take a three, Kansas has to Carolina's got to be saying, okay, fine, at least that one, may go in, it may not. When they're getting to the hoop, it's okay, this layup is going in. There's not much we can do about it right now. Because North Carolina does look like they're running out of gas right now. Because
now Kansas, you got a terrible foul.
Yeah, Kansas has a 5-point lead now, getting ready to make it six. It has just been an avalanche on top of North Carolina the past couple of minutes with Kansas's return here. I mean, this could be one of those, I wouldn't be surprised to see 15 down to 15 up.
Yeah, Jalen Wilson goes into the lane. Defender is in no man's land. Instead of just getting out of the way, he tries to stop. It's like, all right, you're stuck. So any contact, you're getting the foul call, which he did. And now you're on a 9-0 run in the last minute of game time for Kansas. But, you know, again, as we were talking about coming into the game and as it started to flow as we're on air here, Jason, it's very, very much that idea of who's going to step up and be able to stop the onslaught. Right, because they couldn't do it against Baylor going back to the first round. Right, they 25 down, and then it was all right. Hold your breath, you know, another minute of game clock, you might have lost. Right, but here you've got a full half, and Kansas wasn't a number one seed by accident. Say, take nothing away from the run that North Carolina has had in this tournament. You know, despite all the speculation about bubble teams and should they have been in at all. Well, they took down Duke in a pretty big game and then obviously got him again in the Final Four. So we're in for a thrilling 9 minutes here of fine action. And folks that paid that $24 right before tip-off, they're going to get every damn dollar worth, I'm telling you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. And let's welcome in Central Oregon's new sports radio station, 96.9 The Ticket in Bend, Oregon, home of the Trailblazers, Seahawks, Oregon State football. President is Keith Shipman. And also Bend, Oregon, Mike Harmon, the home of what? The last open Blockbuster in the United States, Bend, Oregon.
That's a beautiful thing. I think they also have the don't they have the Funko store out there somewhere or something to that? I know Seattle's got one, but either way, there's it's fun to be on there. I can't wait to have everybody yelling at us with all the theories that are being posited about DK Metcalf and the future of Seahawks football. I mean, because look, in draft day, it was all about saving Seahawks football.
Well, hey, listen, they had a lot Schneider of salary cap problems, right? How many times?
We got salary
cap problems. Shy McBride said it. Yeah. That'll solve it.
We got salary cap problems.
So here it is, you know, art imitating life, imitating art, as Pete Carroll and Schneider tried to rebuild this squad here in the post-Russell Wilson era. We'll be here for you each and every night at How About a Fresca. Write it down now because you're going to want to use it, as well as at Swollen Dome. But welcome in, and thank you, Mr. Shipman, for bringing us to folks each and every night. We're excited to be part of the team.
We're going to save our salary cap problems. That's true. Okay. So, again, 57.
They're on the 54. Blogs.
Yeah, and really, and you can't solve salary cap problems with your draft. Okay,
no, you know, can't.
Never, you know what? Okay.
That's but they had consultants from the NFL, Jason.
I know.
I have final cut. It doesn't matter if that's reality.
Maybe they were out at lunch when they made that decision.
I tell you.
What are we doing? We do anything major? No. We're all good. Just a couple of lines. Like, okay, good. We covered everything up. All right, that's great.
We totally changed the way the system you employ has actually worked, but that's okay.
So again, Kansas leads it by 3. Still a lot of time left, just under 9 minutes left to go. We'll have more on this game coming up. But again, I hate to say I told you so, right? I hate to say I told you, but I kind of did. The Lakers season, as we kind of did the last rites for it on Friday, clearly putting nails in the coffin on Sunday with their loss and coupled with the Spurs win now, the Lakers are basically all but finished. And LeBron James did not play. LeBron James is likely not going to play against the Suns tomorrow night. And I told you, because this is LeBron James. I told you a month and a half ago, if it gets down to the end of the season and it looks like the Lakers can't make the play-in round, he's going to suddenly start missing games because he's not going to be on the hook for us not making the playoffs. And he wants to be able to point to, well, if we were healthy, we'd be able to do it. Look, Anthony Davis already was out after the game yesterday. Boy, LeBron wasn't healthy. healthy. I wasn't healthy. Kendrick Nunn suddenly was the guy that would flip this record around. We'd be 15 games over 500 if we just had Kendrick Nunn. So already you can see the storyline being out there. And they're trying to push this as, hey, we were all injured. And LeBron is going to say, I couldn't play down the stretch. I wasn't healthy enough. Really? The guy can play, score 35, but they lose. Now I'm out for another game. No, now my ankle hasn't responded to treatment. Really? I mean, when have you ever seen a player that happen as much as to LeBron James? Hey, I'm great and healthy, and I can play 38 minutes tonight, and it's great. Oh, but we lost. Yeah, no, now I'm not going to play the next couple of games. Oh, okay. I told you, because this is who LeBron is. He is so image conscious. He doesn't want to go down with this being on his resume, right? Doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to say, hey, yes, I'm the guy that stands for the Lakers losing, which is weak, but this is kind of who he is. He's so concerned about his image. But I gave you that bold prediction. Now I'm going to give you another one. You ready for this, Mike Harmon?
Let's go!
Ready for this? All right, I told you this. He was going to start missing games down the stretch. He needs, what, two more games to be able to win the scoring title? Needs three more games? Okay. Let's see if the Lakers lose to Phoenix and wind up getting eliminated. Let's see if he comes back for those last three games and scores like 40 points in each game. Let's see if suddenly now his ankle is healthy and he can come back and play in those three games and potentially win the scoring title. Let's see if you know what? That's my next big bowl prediction, that if they get eliminated, suddenly he'll come back. Now, it's tough for him because, boy, he's got to – you'd think he'd have to choose one of two storylines. Either you're healthy enough to play. All right, I won't get blamed for the season, but I'm not eligible to win the scoring title. I don't know. But let's see how healthy he is after they get – if they get eliminated with the loss to the Suns. Let's see how it is and see if he then comes back to try to win the scoring title. Let's see how that.
Yeah, I love it. The chaos theory of it all, right? Look, and I know you believe that in his mind, around his people, or I don't know if they just go under rocks, that they think they're going to be able to say, it wasn't my fault we didn't make the playoffs. Like, well, you helped put this team together. And there's nothing that anybody's ever going to say can convince us otherwise, right? That, nope, it was all just Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, and everybody else. And that Ramona Shelbourne story at the trade deadline where she reported that Jeannie Buss and the front office said, blank you got us into this, figure a way out, is completely inaccurate. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of gray there, but I don't believe that this roster was done without consulting him. Right, the Russell Westbrook deal that brings him in as part of this band of Merriman. He's going to wear a lot of it. Some of his usual sycophants will be there to try to shield him. It's not gonna play. You all can fill in the blanks of who those folks are in your collective national and local media. But when it gets down to it, the interesting part of it is, say he doesn't win the scoring title. Where's he at in the All-NBA voting? Second team? Third team?
Because no, Frank Vogel said he's the MVP.
Because they sucked.
Not, he said he's the,
but Frank because Vogel they suck, the could MVP. They be could be left out altogether? How about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that mm-hmm. be something?
That would be. It would be. It would that would be really something. That would. I mean, again, I don't know exactly if there's that much. If there's that much hatred.
No, it wouldn't be hatred. I mean, it would be your reality of, yeah, you were really good, but your team didn't win. So how do I, right? I mean, so like that's what we're trying to decide here in this moment, right? How much is stats? And I don't call them empty stats. There's still a work to an end. But all NBA usually has something to do with a team success as well, that you helped build some level of prominence, not just, hey, you filled a stat sheet, right? Once upon a time, Gold Glove meant you actually could field a ball instead of hitting 330 with 30 home runs. Right? Once upon a time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because Ozzie Smith might not even win Gold Gloves the way things are done today.
Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. So there he goes. I'm telling you, just look for that. I was right in the bold prediction he would start missing games, so you can't blame me. If only I was healthy, it would have been different. But now let's see if they get eliminated suddenly. Hey, I got to close the season strong. I'm always back. Let's see if he's healthy enough for that. Let's see. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Kansas with a 3-point lead right now, 60-57, under 8 minutes left to go. We'll have more on this game coming up next. But first, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, straight ahead, we are going to get into let me just say this. I think after what we saw today in the NFL, we are going to see another big F them picks trade coming up really soon. That's next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, We are coming down to it. Just under 4 minutes left to go. Kansas has erased a 15-point halftime deficit. They now have the ball and the lead, 65-61, just under 4 minutes left to go. This is a game where it looked like Kansas was just dead in the water at halftime. North Carolina has needed a little bit of time. They look a little sluggish in the second half. Kansas is not hitting a lot of threes, but then been getting a lot of layups, getting to the hoop. This is a sign of a team that does get tired, and North Carolina doesn't play a lot of guys, and maybe they could be hitting the end of that bottom or the empty, whatever cliche you want to put in there. They could be getting the point where they just run out of gas. And clearly that's what's going on. Kansas now balanced scoring throughout their starting five. Remy Martin has started to hit a couple of shots right now. So Kansas really has had the much better of the play throughout the second half. And the final 4 minutes, Kansas now is this far away from a national championship where it looked like they had no shot at it when we got to halftime.
Dead in the water at halftime, Hubert Davis firing up the crowd, but obviously recognizing that they were going to get a run at some point. And look, you follow social media, you're talking about, you know, a couple of ticky-tack fouls. Yeah, they're there. They're always in there. They, you know, it's a game of runs. Emotion does come in, and like we talk about with the officials in our own kids' games all the way through, you all know it out there listening. And if you watch college sports, football or basketball, particularly basketball, you know that there's going to be a big run and that the emotion of the officials is going to get caught up in it. And you're going to have a call or two that leave you scratching your head. I will say this. I tried to switch my screens, right? I had my iPad, my phone. I've got everything working here as we come to you on a Monday night, and I went to switch to my phone and said, well, which feed would you like? Would you like the TBS or would you like the TNT? And I said, it's under 5 minutes and we're you know, a 2-point game. I've got to go to TNT because they know drama.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Boom. Drop the mic, Mike Harmon.
Yeah, the joke wrote itself. I just had to deliver it. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like the Manning cast. Like we're going to get
You know what? Hey, look, Diana Taurasi.
Yeah.
Sue Bird. Sure. You want to talk about dominating social media. Like that cut through. Obviously, congratulations again to the South Carolina Gamecocks and Dawn Staley for her second title, taking down Gina Auriemma and UConn in decisive fashion. Fueling the can she be an NBA coach kind of discussions, but we got plenty of time for that. We got 2 minutes left in a 1-point game. Let's go.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A big, big offensive rebound and hoop for Kansas to take the one-point lead back from North Carolina. Just under a minute left to go. Carolina has the ball. And I honestly thought, Mike, I'll tell you, once Kansas took that five-point lead, I thought this is it for Carolina. They hit the wall and enough, and they're just not going to have anything to get down the stretch. And I'm really surprised they clawed and stayed in it all the way through to the end. Regardless of how this final minute shakes out, I really thought we're going to say Kansas is going to win this game by double digits because of the way they were going, just the momentum they had throughout the second half.
Yeah, it looked like, you know, all the words that we would expect from North Carolina, the way they've played, the energy expended on the glass, both ends, that it would come down to this. I mean, you're talking about seven guys have seen the court for them, logging many heavy minutes, a lot of question of cramps and sprains and ankle turns and all of those things, and that it was finally happening, that they were just done, right? A little bit more standing around, and obviously we got guys hopping on one leg up and down the court. Like, it's really the, all right, this can they gut out the final minutes? And Kansas, you know, it looked like they had a decisive advantage. Didn't. McCormack with that big play, like you said, the offensive rebound, and then between two defenders goes back up and gets the bucket. For North Carolina, you do have three players with double-doubles on the night. And just like you're going to have after the game.
Double-doubles. And now one of them leaving the floor, and this could be what the national championship game is known for. This play, it's Kansas with a one-point lead, and Baycott has the ball, and he's driving to the rim, and he just comes down awkwardly on his right foot. No foul. He comes down awkwardly. You could see it turn. He's in immediate pain. He goes down. He loses the ball. Kansas gets the ball off the loose ball, brings it all across half court. Time is called as Baycott now leaves the floor under his own power, but limping off. And that could be the play that decides the national championship, because he was going in. Maybe he gets a hoop and North Carolina's got the 1-point lead, but he turns his ankle on the drive. And now Kansas has the ball with less than 30 seconds left to go, up by a point. And suddenly now North Carolina's got to deal with this the rest of this game and not having your best player for it either.
Yeah, you look at it, and then you had McCormack go in on Manic and gets a bucket to make it a three-point game. So now it becomes the frantic pace trying to find a three-point shot in these final seconds.
Yeah, you see North Carolina, they panic a little bit. They take a really off-balance three that doesn't go, and they are able to keep the ball, except they take a shot that looks like it's an airballed three-pointer. It goes out of bounds off Carolina. So now Kansas has the ball and a three-point lead with 4 seconds left to go. It could be celebration time for Kansas, and oh my goodness, North Carolina is going to be the team that blew a 15-point halftime lead to lose the national championship game. It was a weird possession for Carolina. They settle for what looked like was a really bad long three.
Oh, yeah.
But then
plenty
they
of time.
The, yeah, they kind of
still
panic.
17 seconds.
They really panic, and they get the rebound back, and then they take another bad rushed shot, and then the ball goes out of bounds, and now Kansas, what they have to do is inbound the ball and make a free throw, and that's it. I mean, really, for a team that was that's had some kind of run, they settle for with about 15 seconds left to go, a really bad three by Caleb Love. I mean, look, Love's a guy that takes these shots all the time, and I get it, but, man, he's about 10 feet behind the three-point line with about 15 seconds left to go when he takes that shot. That's one of those Damian Lillard heat check shots that you really don't, that usually don't get at this point in the NCAA.
Yeah, he's also had a terrible game. Let's just call it what it is. And in breaking this down, coming off the big Final Four win over Duke, we'd watched Love, right? Great game, mediocre game. Great game, mediocre game. Great game, and now what were we going to get in this final? And now we're looking at 13 points on 5 of 23 shooting. 1 of 7 from beyond the arc. He's played 36 minutes. He's got 4 turnovers. And that was just a situation of, I don't want to call it hero ball because they've needed him to be a hero multiple times during this run, but that was just about as ill-advised a shot as you can take.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, and this is part of the era of basketball where, hey, I can take and make that shot. Yeah, okay, if you're taking a three, but you're talking about 15 seconds left on the clock, and you're saying I can make the I can take the hero shot right here from 10 feet behind the 3-point line.
Yeah.
I mean come on, Kansas is going to say, hey, it's like in a playground when you're playing and a guy holds the ball and he's like you know 30 feet away from the basket. You go, you got it. You go under for the rebound. You go, I'm not even going to guard you. You could take that. I'll give you that all day long. That's that kind of play with Kansas. They'll give him that shot all game long.
Yeah, big credit for David McCormick, too. We watched him in the post, one-on-one move, little shake and bake, baby, and then the move. It reminded me of A.C. Earl dominating for Iowa all the way back in the day.
Yeah, he just bullied his way over Brady Manek for those last two shots to give Kansas the lead, some kind of play right there. So, again, Kansas has the ball, but they're going to look at it because potentially on the inbounds pass, Kansas may have stepped out of bounds.
Ooh.
So they're looking at this right now, and oh my goodness, what a turnover.
His toes on the bat on the black,
ooh,
right?
I don't know. I looked like he was out of bounds.
Can we get any closer? Can we Zapruder film this all the way?
Yeah, it looked like he was out of bounds. It's tough, but I think he was out of bounds. I'm watching the replay. It looks like he's out when he gets the ball, and then it looks like he's out again when he steps on the out of bounds line up the floor. I think
he does
out of bounds
definitely.
Twice on
definitely.
This.
Yeah, definitely. The second time, first one, this is all about where do we spot the ball? Kind of like a throw in. In soccer. Hey, you were back there. I didn't care. You just ran up 20 yards. I'm like, wait a minute. What are we doing here?
Oh, I mean, can you imagine that if you wind up losing the
game
or because of that? Because you inbound the ball and you step out of bounds? Ooh, man.
It's going to have to be the greatest.
Oh, my goodness.
The greatest shot ever engineered during a timeout by North Carolina right here.
Yeah, I mean, DeJuan Harris he doesn't even look where he is.
No.
You know, it's a great play to get the ball in bounds. He's dribbling up the floor, but he just, of his own volition, he steps out of bounds. And it's going to wind up being North Carolina ball with 3 seconds left, and they're going to have a chance to send this game to overtime when the game was over. This is one of those points where they go, at this point, Kansas has a 99.99999% chance to win this game. And now it's going to be, you got to stop them from hitting a three in the final 3 seconds. Oh, my goodness. I can't get over that. I can't get over how he just stepped out of bounds. Didn't see where he was so close to the line. Oh, wow.
Yeah, very long review underway here as we await the final 4.3 seconds. And maybe depending on where they spot him out of bounds, if they do, that, you know, you go back and you have to put time back on the clock. But, yeah, the reviews over the course of this game, a couple of them that were obvious early on. Again, it's obvious to us because we're watching on televisions and with multiple replays that they should be short reviews. This one, a little lengthier. Hey, was the ball on his hand? You know, that obviously a joke, but that's where we're at, where we're able to stop and freeze frame everything. I mean, they were so ahead of their time, yelling, freeze frame!
Yeah, and I love when they bring Gene Steratore on, too. Hey, yeah. Isn't he a former NFL? Yes, but doesn't matter. He's a rules guy.
He generally has no idea what the hell he's talking about. I'm sorry.
I mean, really.
He didn't know what he was doing for football.
Yeah. No, I could do what he's doing right now. Well, when you step out of bounds, you're out of bounds. That should be Carolina ball. That's all you need. That's all you need right there. That's all you need. Well, you know what happens when you review a play like this. You want to make sure you get it right.
Then he paused and started doing a little bit of a promotion for going to get some beignets. Yeah. Just because I'm going to tap dance until you want to take it away from me. Until you give me the fist, like in Winning Time, to tell me it's no longer my turn to talk. Hey,
This means you don't talk. Oh, God, I see the – I'm sorry. Yeah, I see the fist.
I can't say the line because that'll be an FCC fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but, yeah. Yeah, you'd be done. You'd never work again.
No. I'd start cursing in a podcast and see how that went for me.
So it officially is a turnover for Kansas. North Carolina will have the ball. They have put an extra 1.1 second back on the clock. So now Carolina's got 4.3 seconds left for the only thing they really have time for is a potential three-pointer to win. You don't have enough time to get a hoop and foul and do that. So it will be one time, and I guarantee you they're going to do everything they can to get this ball to Caleb Love, who's going to put up some kind of crazy shot because he clearly has to make up for what happened the last time he had the ball.
Wait for it. Your feed's behind mine, evidently.
Oh, and there it is. It is no good. It looked like it was an air ball at the buzzer.
Yep.
And the Kansas Jayhawks are your national champions, 72-69. Yeah. They take a 15-point deficit and turn it into a national title, and they win 72-69 is your score. They outscore Carolina 47-29 in the second half. This last play was not a great play. They did get a pretty decent look, but it wasn't even close. And Kansas is your national champion.
Well, you had Manic trying to get through and spot up in the corner, and he gets knocked into and nearly knocked to the ground, nearly crawling to his spot as the shot went up. He had that look of disbelief, stunned, as it were, as they fall in defeat. Really difficult final play there. As you see the replay, he's crawling off screen trying to get to his spot to be a spot-up shooter and a look. But to no avail. A difficult night, obviously, you know, for Love. You know, who'd gotten a lot of, well, for lack of a better term, love through the tournament for coming up with big shots. 5 of 24 on the night.
So there it is. Kansas, your national champions. Who'd have thunk it? And North Carolina has to live with that 15-point halftime lead that evaporated in the second half. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. We will have more on your national champion Kansas Jayhawks and sudden and surprising runner-up North Carolina Tar Heels coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based reps available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. And it's time now to diagram the last play of the game for North Carolina, because it's a shame in that it looks like the final two times they had the basketball in regulation, because a player slipped and fell, they couldn't get anything off the possession. All right, now Kansas is leading this game 72-69. Carolina has the ball after a Jayhawks turnover with 4 seconds left to go. Carolina tries to inbound the ball, and this is the final shot they got.
Love will put it on the deck with 3 seconds, with two, three at the top of the key. It is no good! It falls just short, and the last number one seed is the nation's number one team, Kansas, for the fourth time in school history. Men's basketball national champions. The final score, Kansas 72, North Carolina 69.
Westwood One Radio Network on the call, and I'll tell you, Mike, this comes down to the end and the two biggest plays for Carolina. They have the ball down one with about 40 seconds left to go, and Armando Bacot turns his ankle driving to the hoop. He's one-on-one. Maybe he gets a bucket, and suddenly Carolina's got a one-point lead. But he turns his right ankle. He loses the ball. He falls to the ground. Kansas gets the rebound. So there's an empty possession out the window for Carolina. Now, on this play, it looked like they were going to try to throw the ball across the court to Brady Manick, who was then potentially going to look for Love coming around on a shot. There's a big Twitter diagram of this right here. But Manick slips and falls. He's trying to run to the far side of the court, and you can see the inbounds pass. It looked like it's going to be like a baseball pass to the far side, but Manick slips and falls, and he can't get back up, so they have to adjust on the fly. Caleb Love winds up getting a decent shot. He winds up, you know, getting just behind the three-point line and giving a pump fake and getting a shot. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere near the net. It's a big air ball, but they did get a good look. But these are the two biggest plays of the game for Carolina, and they can't execute them because a player slips and falls. And, you know, Bacot got hurt, and Manick couldn't get up and was in no position to get a pass, so they had to adjust that final play of the game.
Yeah, the final play, and obviously, like, when you look at Bacot and what he gave you in this game, right, a lot of questions about his ankle coming in, and he gutted it out, turned it a couple of times, and you saw numerous players, right, slipping on the floor or the ankle turns and just, you know, I'm not coming out. Like, I'm going to keep battling here. Look like on the final play with Manick, he gets caught up under the basket. You've got teammates setting a screen, and, well, he catches one of the feet, and then he ends up kind of crawling towards the corner, trying to get his feet quickly enough to at least be an option. But because of the slip, well, his defender is able to just smother him. Like, there was no chance that he was going to be an active participant in the play. 10 more free throws made did North Carolina. They did shoot just 31% from the field. But get this, plus 19 rebounding. Plus 19 on the game, 20 offensive rebounds, and lose by three.
That's you look at the stats and you go, how did this happen? Just how did this happen for North Carolina? And it really is stunning to see them. And yes, partly did they run out of gas. Maybe so much they needed time for their second win to give everything that. Because it looked like, look, Manick was a guy that shows you everything about Carolina. When he stumbles, he can't even stand back up.
No, that's right.
Like, you could tell they were on vapors at the end. Like, he couldn't even get right back up and get the ball. Like, he was down on his, you know, with both hands and feet on the floor and couldn't even stand up. I mean, Carolina, they really got it stuck to them. But I wonder, you know, look, hey, how much do you hit the wall after this big weekend against Duke about having to fight through the second half in this? Kansas, your national champion, so much to get to with this. We got Casey Jacobson stopping by, Fox Sports 1 college basketball analyst, to break down everything we saw. Kansas is your champs over Carolina, 72-69. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox